Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. This Sunday at 4 p.m. Central Time, Disney in concert, A Dream is a Wish, comes to the stage at the Mary W. Somerville Hall at the Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls. Some of the most beloved songs from Walt Disney films transport you into the musical world of classic and contemporary Disney animated feature films. This 90-piece Augustana University Orchestra is under the direction of Peter Folliard, and he joins me now in the SDPB studios in Sioux Falls. Peter, welcome.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
And we should say to our listeners, you've probably heard a little Peter Folliard on Poetry from Studio 47.
That's right.
With Patrick Hicks here on Fridays. We play that, and you can find it online as well. So maybe if we have a little time, we'll talk a little poetry and how that collaboration is working. But let's talk about the Augustana Orchestra a little bit. How long have you been with the orchestra?
Yeah, they hired me at Augustana in the fall of 2017. So it's just coming up on 2 years now. We were brand new to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. My wife and I had never even been here, and I was offered the position, and there we were driving across the country, and first time in South Dakota was when we moved here to come and teach at Augustana. So, but since that time, I've just fallen in love with Sioux Falls and Augie particularly. It's been inspiring to work under the leadership of Stephanie Herseth Samlin, and we have this new academic dean that's great. So, but their support for the orchestra has been spectacular, and I mean by their support, I mean Augustana. So, yeah, we have this wonderful group of students that when I started, it was about 45 that we have, and in just a year and a half, we've over doubled in size, and we're looking at 90-piece orchestra that's going to fill the Washington Pavilion stage, and hopefully we're hoping to just pack the hall with families that are, we say, are young and young at heart, mm-hmm. To experience this great music of Disney.
So tell me again, before we talk about Disney, because I think most people know, but I always like to disclose I'm an Augie grad, and so I have a deep affection for this place. And one of the things about the musicians who would be in this orchestra, many of them would not be majors necessarily, and Augustana has this sort of cross-educational, this rich educational philosophy for those people who are studying music and other things. Tell me a little bit about how that fits into what you do in the orchestra.
This is my first experience with a liberal arts institution. I grew up just going to music schools and then conservatories, right. And that was my life. And I came to Augustana finding the orchestra is broken down to, I think we have about 10% music majors, maybe even less. 60% of the orchestra are students, another 20% are high school students, the very best in the area, and then another 20% are community members. And the students that are in the orchestra, we have a string quartet that is made up. They're the principals of the string section in the orchestra. Two of them are music majors, and two of them are business majors. And they are awesome. These business majors are so dedicated and so bright. And when we contract out the string quartet to play for an Augustana graduate's wedding or something like that, the business major is running the business side of how the string quartet works. So finding ways to tap into those other students' interests and abilities, yet music is so vital and a part of their life, and making that all connect has been really fun. So, it's that liberal arts environment has been very enriching for me, and seeing how music can continue to be a part of everybody's life on campus, yet it doesn't have to be the thing that they rely on for making money or what they're going to do for their career. It's pretty special. So,
tell me how this Disney program came together, because it's not just, we're going to play some music from Disney movies, which would be delightful for families as well. It's a little broader than that. The collaboration expands a little further. Tell us about that.
Well, I think the neatest thing about it is it was started with a student idea. So there were two students, they're roommates. One's a nursing major, the other's an anthropology major. They are both violinists in the orchestra. And I was brand new, and they came to me and they said, "Hi, Dr. Folliard, my name's Paige, my name's Lindsay, we need to do a Disney show." And in my mind at first I thought, I have experience as a professional conductor and doing pops repertoire. And I thought, depending on the level of the orchestra, if you choose, say, let's do a Disney show, if a high school said, let's do a Disney show, you've got a breakdown there of you can say Disney and you're kind of talking lowercase d Disney. If you want to do Disney with a capital D, you're involving the Disney machine. and they are incredible. The people that we've collaborated with from Disney, both on the musical side, on the marketing side, and PR side, has been eye-opening for me. They are such pros and understand the market so well. It probably took us from the inception of that idea until we signed a contract. It took us 9 months to sort of book Disney because they didn't want to oversaturate the market with Disney, and they understand. So anyways, these students just kept coming back to me and saying, we need to do a Disney show. That's going to bring in a wider audience. It's going to attract these students that don't necessarily know what we do here on campus. We think it'll be marketable. And they're right. They're totally right. It is a marketable idea. It is an attractive idea. And it is widening our base. But the way it came to be is really neat. There's been awesome partnerships, too, in the city. So first it started with me knocking on Brad Hegel's door. And Brad has been a wonderful colleague and friend at Augie. And Brad said, Pete, I think there's something to this, and I'd like to invest in the orchestra and seeing how this could be possible. But conversations like even just being here at South Dakota Public Broadcasting and you inviting us on to talk about it, downtown Sioux Falls has been great. We've had conversations with the Visitors and Convention Bureau about people all coming together to help Augustana and help these students realize this really neat opportunity.
Yeah. So from a concert goer's perspective, what kind of songs, what kind of singing, orchestra music, vocal music, visuals, tell us.
Okay, so this is it's a Broadway production. For sure. So you'll walk in and the first thing that when the concert starts, the concert master will take a bow. I'll come out. I'll take a bow. And then when I drop my hands, the first thing you'll hear are you'll see the Disney castle being drawn by Tinkerbell and you'll hear the French horns. And it's awesome. And then we go into Little Mermaid and we have four Broadway vocalists that are coming out from both L.A. and New York. And they'll be fronting the orchestra, singing all of these songs. And these are the real vocalists that sing on these films. So the woman who just did the new Mary Poppins that Disney released will be one of the vocalists that's out there singing. And at the same time, we'll have motion picture projected over the orchestra. Little Mermaid, Aladdin, Princess and the Frog, which was not one that I was familiar with, but a very fun New Orleans theme show. Yeah. And then we're doing a Cars medley that is awfully difficult, and it's just the orchestra alone with video. And we're on a tightrope with that one as far as how the performance goes. A lot of the different videos that are paired with the orchestra, the producer for the show is sitting back there on a MacBook Pro and hits the space bar to align some things visually with the audio. Cars, however, though, is 7 minutes and 13 seconds of us having to be just on, right. We're just on a conveyor belt and we have to go at exactly the right tempi so that the audio and video align. It's completely on the orchestra and they've been great working on that, but it's been hard. We end the first half with the Lion King medley that's awesome. And the second half comes on with Beauty and the Beast and then a wonderful Cinderella medley that is just, it's that gorgeous, the string sound sort of from the 1950s that Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo is part of that. And A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes is in there. Then we have the Frozen medley, which is the longest medley on there. It's about 14 minutes long. And all of those great hits from Do You Want to Build a Snowman? And certainly Let It Go.
Are the musicians prepared for the audience to sing along and you know, for the sort of the interaction that Disney inherently brings?
I think so. Yeah. They've been singing along a little bit in rehearsal, which has been fun. We get to, because there's so much, we haven't met with the vocalists yet. That's a whole other component to this. The vocalists come in Saturday night to Sioux Falls. Yeah. We meet with them for the first time Sunday morning and we perform that evening just as professionals would. So these Augustana students are getting exposed to welcome to the real world of being a musician. And so, but they've been singing along in rehearsal. And I certainly, this is what I keep saying is, I hope when we get to Let It Go that people let it go and sing with us and join in. It should be fun.
All right. So what is the lesson, not necessarily from an academic point of view, but from everyone who's listening here today across the state of South Dakota who, you know, might not make this show, really about about movies and music and you know, students sort of stepping into this role. The role of classical music today in our lives is sort of what I'm getting at.
I had this wonderful conversation yesterday with a friend about how, you know, this music, this movie music, this Disney music is today's contemporary classical music. We have all sorts of other artistic movements that are happening that are wonderful and viable, that take depth and study, but sometimes we group this type of music into just entertainment. And that's not what it is. It's some of the most brilliant, beautiful orchestrations. And the orchestrations are as sophisticated as Debussy and Ravel. The use of percussion particularly is so thoughtful. When you hear the harp do a glissando and the triangle go ding right at the top of that harp glissando, that's magic. And these students getting to study that and experience that and then try and get outside of themselves to express that is so neat. So for what we're doing for music and classical music and for students that are connecting to music being such a big part of them and wanting to communicate and share that, this is a great opportunity that certainly major symphony orchestras are doing this across the country. We're the first college orchestra to do it, and I hope it's a new trendsetter that we can start seeing things like this happen at universities so that we train the orchestral musician that actually, I remember when I was working, a conductor with the United States Air Force Band in Washington, D.C., a lot of the times the players were seeing this Pops repertoire for the first time as a professional and not as a college student or a conservatory student. So maybe we're creating a new training ground too for this type of repertoire.
The concert is April 14th. That's this Sunday, 4 p.m. Central Time. Disney in Concert, A Dream is a Wish at the Washington Pavilion and with the Augustana University Orchestra. Tickets available? Is it sold out?
We are not sold out yet,
not
but
yet.
We
all
really
right.
hope to be. And there will be, for students listening, $20 student rush tickets an hour before the show. Best seats available. But we hope to see everybody out there. So,
Peter Folliard, thank you so much.
Thanks for
having me. We appreciate your time.
Appreciate it.